Good morning on a Monday post-holiday weekend, and our political observer Alan Shark talk with us, and apparently winter's going to begin. Good morning, Alan.
Well, as Jack Benny would say, well, I'm not sure. If it's going to snow, I've been warning, I've been cautioning. Has anybody been listening to me? No. I've been saying, look, we're being set up. This is clear. Everybody's going to get real comfortable. We're going to think we're in South Florida, and everybody's going to be walking around in Bermuda shorts, and then one day, and this is the morning, boy, it's cold out there. The wind is blowing. I'm upset.
And we're going to start the morning tomorrow, it looks like, with some snow around the regions, transitioning to sleet and then
this is
rain.
Not good.
The winter is beginning.
Well, the ski areas may be happy.
From skiing to the top stories of the year, one of them on the wires, Alan, has to do with New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio. And they're saying that his year has been defined by his feud with Governor Andrew Cuomo.
Yeah, you know, I think that's true. And I don't think de Blasio is a very popular mayor. However, you can't beat somebody with nobody. We know that. And I am sure that there are a whole bunch of people who are thinking about running against him the next time he's up. However, Cuomo is the new nicer Andrew too. We are not seeing the kind of vitriolic anger that we saw out of this guy. I don't think anybody admired Cuomo for beating up de Blasio that badly. But what saved Cuomo was that people don't like de Blasio.
How about on the national and international scene, though, Alan, in terms of a top story and the idea of ISIS, the quote war on terror after the attacks in San Bernardino, sort of took the focus away from the other emerging crisis, which was migrants, refugees.
Well, look, the ISIS thing is very interesting to me. Once the world community decided enough of these guys, there was a substantial push back against them, and it does seem to be paying off. You know, we have international politics in this world, and they're established. You know, you got Putin, and Putin's pushing, and you got the United States and its interests, and you've got Japan and its interests, and China and its interests. Into this comes this unwanted guest at the dinner party, ISIS, and that was too much for everybody. And so it took a little while to get it straight, but I think now everybody understands that ISIS is bound for a bad ending.
To Medicaid and this headline, states' brawls over Medicaid reflect wider war in GOP. From the New York Times, Alan, many Republican governors support expanding coverage for the Affordable Care Act, a law that members of Congress from their party want to see fail.
Well, you know, it's complicated. They've been after the Republican members of Congress have been after the signature program for Obama, which is Obamacare. And, you know, they keep repeating it. It's like Pete Seeger always used to say, the height of pedagogy is repetition. So they say it over and over again, Medicare is bad, Medicare is bad. Meantime, governors, Republican governors, have to take care of their people. And it's either they have to take care of it with state funds or they have to use what's available under the Affordable Care Act. And they are doing just that. Hey, I mean, you know, I could easily vote for a Republican for governor as opposed to a Republican for the House of Representatives, because I think the position that the caucus is taking and the Republicans are taking is so senseless. Now, this gets a little bit more complicated because a lot of people don't like taking care of people, Medicaid as opposed to Medicare. They don't like taking care of people who can't take care of themselves. I think it's disgraceful because I think, you know, health care is a universal right. But there is not an appetite, and there never has been in this country, among a certain sector of the society for taking care of those people who can't afford it. And interestingly, sometimes this is even by the very people who make out like bandits as a result of having it.
Our political observer, Alan Chertok. Alan, all right, bundle up.
Oh, boy.
Drive slow. It's the first time we're going to be on the roads with snow tomorrow.
Oh, no.
And we'll see you back here bright and early.
No.